1-800-449-8686. And now, Bill Hendry.
The emotional blackmail is what I'm talking about.
That you have to buy your wife a gift.
No, sir, I love my wife. I love to give my wife gifts on her birthday, on her anniversary, and these other days. It's fun. But the problem you run into time and again is that I have two daughters.
Okay.
And my daughters get money for odd jobs that they do around the house. And this year they have $20 apiece. Now, I will tell you, I have already purchased my wife her Mother's Day gift.
What did you get her, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, sir. I got her some very nice diamond earrings.
Oh, that is nice. Diamond.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
God, no, that's a very nice gift. In fact, you're giving me some ideas for my wife.
Well, I don't think you can ever go wrong with jewelry. That's a tip for all the guys. You never go wrong with jewelry. So then that's what I got her. But my daughters want to go over here and get their own gifts for her, and I'm trying very hard to deal with that, and it's...
Well, what's wrong? Tell me about it.
Well...
Just slow down and tell me. You got your wife some nice diamond earrings for Mother's Day. Your daughters want to go and get their own gifts for her. Is that it?
Yes, they do.
Slow down and tell me. What's the problem?
Well, they're kids. Okay, they're 10 and 11 years old, so guess what they want to do? They want to go over to the pharmacy and get their mother a bottle of this perfume or one of these little statues of a clown or a guy selling pretzels. I don't know what you call them.
Like a little figurine?
That's a figurine. And these presents, you see, they do this every year. Every year, my daughters, it's Mother's Day. I said, what are you going to get, Mommy? And they get this perfume that smells like... I swear it smells like someone peed in the bottle, or they buy, the little one wants to get a big ring, some costume junk you can buy at a Rite Aid, and it's not real. And I see this garbage that they want to buy their mother, and I have to hang on, and I just have to hang on till the rage passes. See, I love my wife very much.
Well, you're getting worked up that little girls are going to buy their mother Mother's Day gifts when kids, look it, when kids...
You don't know.
No, but when kids buy gifts for their mom for Mother's Day, it generally is kind of a cheesoid thing, isn't it?
I don't know, Mr. Henry.
I mean, when I got my mom like 1 year for Mother's Day a cheap purse or some crap. My dad would load us into the car, drive us over to, you know.
Sir, I don't mean to interrupt you. This is not about what. I don't want to insult you, and I think what you did for your mother was probably very insulting for her. I believe that my wife deserves better treatment from her daughters, two girls that she brought into this world, than to be given on Mother's Day, the day that you honor your mother, some of this... You go over here to the pharmacy and you buy the cheap perfume, and they get her... I want to get Mommy this ring. Look, see, Daddy, it's a diamond. I go, no, it's not a diamond. It's made out of glass. It's cheap. God.
You're really tied up in knots about this, okay? And you need to calm down about this, all right? Why don't you...
I'm trying to...
Hold on. Why don't you just tell the kids, hey, suggest something to them?
I did suggest...
What did you suggest?
They have $40 between them. I said, do you know at $40 you could get Mommy their mother loves the soundtrack to Phenomenon. And that's that.
Yeah, the Michael, what the heck is the thing? The John Travolta movie.
That is correct, yeah.
Remember the one, Craig? The guy gets the brain tumor and he, I don't know, but the movie, the music's cool.
He loves the music, and I said, get Mommy the soundtrack to Phenomenon. Get Mommy a Bonnie Raitt CD because she loves Bonnie Raitt. And you can get her some exercise tights. You can get her some nylons. And
well, what did they say?
They say to me, they look at me, they go, the way a little kid will say it, too. And it's always one of those moments, you know, when you can feel yourself losing control of your temper because they look at you and they go, no, we wanna pick it out.
Well, kids are going to do that.
Kids are going to do that, huh?
Kids are going to do that. I mean, it's like, you know, I took the kids one time to go shopping for their mother, and I said, hey, why don't we buy that? No, I don't want to buy that. I want to buy something else, you know?
Well, if kids are going to do that, I'm supposed to give in to that?
Well, I mean...
They buy this cheap crap. they made their Mother's Day card with these little silver sprinkles or whatever you, the nonsense you call it. It's all cheap kid stuff on a day when they should be honoring the woman that gave birth to them. See, I was raised poor, Mr. Hendry. I was raised very poor. I worked hard. I became an educator. But I remember the days before we come to California. We were very poor, and I don't like cheap things.
Why don't you do this, then? Why don't you just tell the kids, like I said, to get better gifts? And if they say no...
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
I guess there isn't anything you can do.
No, there isn't. You see, I live...
You're really emotional. Hold on. 1-800...
No, I'm fine. No,
just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Is this guy, Mike, when he called in, he's upset that his daughters are going to buy their mother cheap costume jewelry? Is that what you said? Because I saw the note on the thing. And the cheap perfume. That's what kids do, though. I mean, I don't know... But he did make a good point. He suggested some other stuff. If you know what you can suggest to the kids. Okay. Your name's Vernon, right? Vernon?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I live with three women, Mr. Hendry. I have two daughters and I have a wife. It's lonely because I never had the son I wanted. I didn't get the boy that I wanted. And when they want to get to crap and I can't... See, if the girls get their mother some crap for Mother's Day, I can't whoop them because they're not boys, okay? I got women. I got dolls everywhere, and everything is a floral pattern, and everything is look but don't touch, and everything is wine and cheese, and Girl Scouts. And
yeah, that's what it is. You've got two daughters and a wife. It's a house full of women.
And Barbie collecting and going to get the nails done. And, oh, boy, if I hear their mother say one more time, hey, girls, let's all treat ourselves to get our nails done, I will break a window. I know there's a window I'm going to break. I don't know which one I'm going to break yet. But if I got to hear that one more time, if I got to hear, girls, let's go get our nails done, one of the windows, probably toward the front of the house, will get broken.
That really bothers you, huh?
Because it's all nothing but girls. And last night I watched the Kings game, and I was alone. My girls, boy, this really drives me nuts.
What happened?
I said, hey, girls, let's sit down and watch the hockey game. And they said words to me that hurt me. And
what'd they say?
They said, hockey is dumb.
Yeah, girls are going to say that.
Well, I believe my wife deserves better than my daughter's buying her a fake ring, cheap perfume, a tree. They want to get her a cheap travel alarm clock. My wife doesn't travel. A cheap little travel alarm clock.
So you're in pain.
I live with three women. Does that give you any clue?
Well, their daughters, sons, daughters, you know, obviously will maybe have different interests. My wife, she was the oldest in her family, so for a long time, her father and her, you know, they went fishing, they went horseback riding, they did stuff that I guess traditionally boys would do.
And what about the garbage they want to give their mother? All these cheap rings and cheap, and the other thing is that really drives me out of my mind is I know what I'm going to be subjected to on Father's Day. I can see it coming. I can see it coming.
Well, they're going to get you a cheap gift.
They're going to get me a tie that I wouldn't hang a cat with. I know it's coming.
All right, let me take a phone call here, Vernon, if you don't mind. I've got Julie. Julie, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes,
Vernon,
ma'am.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm a mom. I have three kids. I have three daughters, so I know where you're coming from. Okay?
Three daughters.
But let me tell you what, Phil. When you are receiving presents from your children and you tell them that it's a piece of crap, you're telling them that their love for their mother is a piece of crap.
No, wait a second now. These girls can do better than that.
That is basically what you're saying.
They can do better than that cheap perfume.
Sir, you're looking at a piece of material to the child that represents their love for their mother.
Can I just interject?
You have a problem because it is Mother's Day. What does your wife feel about any of this?
Is the host there?
I'm right here.
Can I interject something?
Go ahead.
First of all, my wife I love very dearly. I told Mr. Hendry I've given her a very meaningful gift, I felt. My daughters could have put their money together and got the, I mentioned Bonnie Raitt CD because my wife is a very big fan of hers, or the Phenomenon, see, this kind of thing. But they say to me in that little girl, no, you've heard it, Julie, if you have daughters. And they want to run off to the pharmacy, and they want to get, they picked up a can, can I ask you a question? They picked up a can of this FDS, and you know what that is. They wanted to give that as a Mother's Day present. Now, am I supposed to allow that?
Well, okay. You guide the kids, though. You know?
No, they're going to cry and scream. They want to give their mother a feminine hygiene product.
Well,
am I supposed to allow that?
You know what? If the child does it out of the love of their heart and the love for their mother, that's what it's about. They are kids for a very, very short amount of time.
Absolutely.
I have one in high school, and she doesn't do all that stuff.
Well,
anymore.
So they want me to gift wrap
a... for me, whether it be a homemade card, which I heard you putting down homemade cards.
Holy
you know what? Those are my favorite things.
So I gotta help my daughters get... I gotta help wrap gift wrap a vaginal spray for my daughters because they think that's what they want to...
Well,
it makes me...
Look at sir...
When your child is grown up and they see that what they give was valued, then they're going to know that what they do in life is valued as well. If you just tell them, well, that's a piece of crap because it's monetary is what you're looking at.
No, I think
I
can say, hey, if I see if they gave their...
If you're just looking at that, then you're not going to see what the child's potential is.
No, no, that's a whole lot of hooey because I...
No,
bull crap. Because if they gave her the Bonnie Raitt CD, if they gave her the Bonnie Raitt CD, that she would value that too. What about the Bonnie Raitt CD? What about the exercise tights or the things that a woman, the nylons,
that kind
of thing.
If you were my father and I grew up, all I would remember is you telling me what an
awful
kid I was because
I never said
they
were awful kids. But I can tell you, I'm the one that's suffering.
I got to
sit there and step over dolls and step over scooters and everything else. And I think it's wrong for me to have to step over their little floor, their bolts of silk. And all their girl stuff.
Sir?
What?
You got a long way to go as far as being a father.
Oh, you're trying to tell me how to be a parent? I've been a parent now for 10 years, these daughters of mine, okay? I put them through private school. Don't you, you're barking up the wrong tree there. Don't be telling me about that.
You got a long way to go, Vernon.
Okay, so I tell you what you do, Julie. Why don't you come over here and gift wrap this vaginal douche for me so I...
Jeez, man, watch it!
Well, that's what the girls got for their mother.
Well, a kid's important to a kid. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what you do if the kid says, for mommy, let's get mommy this, and she pulls something off the shelf like, what? What would be offensive? I don't know. 1-800-449, like the tape that pulls your face up, so, you know. Here, let's get mommy some of this. Yeah, lip wax or something, you know. Here, let's get mommy some upper lip wax for Mother's Day. I think the man has a point to that extent. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, more on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
But it's also an indication as to what you get on Father's Day. And
well, is Father's Day your concern? Or?
No, Mother's Day is my concern, but 1 year, but it tells you what you get. 1 year of Father's Day, I was so looking forward. God, I'll never forget this. I was so looking forward to a fishing tackle and a Lakers jersey. That's what I'd wanted. And my wife got me the Lakers jersey. So I thought my daughters had come through for me, and instead, I mean, I can feel my hands tightening around the chair as I...
Okay, you're angry. What did your daughters get you?
They got me a plastic shark that squirts water out of its mouth. They got this at a five and dime. All I remember is going into the bathroom and hanging onto the sink. And I wanted to break the mirror on the medicine cabinet.
Dude, you know, how old were your daughters? You said this was a few years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
So how old were they?
They would have been 9 and 7.
9 and 7, man, you're going to get a freaking shark that squirts water.
I guess I'm not getting through to you.
Maybe not. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ban. Ban, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil. How
you doing? Ban, can you turn your radio down, too? I can hear it turned up a little bit.
Okay. How you doing, Phil?
Fine, sir.
This gentleman, he needs to try to create a little sense of humor there. I think his daughter is really trying to communicate with him as to, you know, have a little sense of humor, you know, laugh a little bit, have fun with him. Oftentimes, and I grew up...
Laugh a little bit? What do you mean? When I was looking forward, I was so looking forward to getting that fishing tackle, and they give me a squirting shark.
You have to laugh at them. Those are kid-type situations that they feel. I bet you they was laughing their head off when they got it for you because they figured that you would probably laugh, too.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt they were laughing, and you know why they were laughing,
Ben. Not at you. They were
saying, wait till we stick it to Dad with this thing.
Oh, no, come on. You got to have a sense of humor with kids like that. You know, my wife and I have...
You really think a 7-year-old girl is going to plot with her sister and say, wait till we stick it to Dad?
They will do that now, but it's all in fun, though.
Ben, I'm telling you, they knew I wanted the fishing tackle. They purposely went out and got the squirting shark just to screw with me.
Well,
just
I
to
think,
jam it
I
up my giggy.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think they probably want their mother to buy that for them. Just like they probably think that you should buy the tights and the air one or the case that your wife loves so dearly. They think that's something that you should buy them for them. That's not the love that they're trying to express to the mother.
I got my wife. The diamond earrings. Yeah,
diamond earrings. But that's something that you can cherish.
Well, that's true. Ban is making a good point. Buy the gifts and put from the kids and Dad or something like that.
That's dishonest.
You see, that's dishonest.
You really strict with yourself and your
body.
I can't say
that the Bonnie Raitt CD for me when it isn't. It's really not. You know, I wouldn't buy her a Bonnie Raitt CD. I wouldn't buy her Bonnie Raitt music if somebody put a pistol to my head. That's how bad I hate that woman's music.
But sir, what type of music do you like? What type of music do you like?
What are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
What do you mean? A moment ago you said your daughter should buy the CD. Now you said you wouldn't buy a Bonnie Raitt CD if somebody put a pistol to your head? Now, what was your question, Ben? What kind of music do you like?
I love to listen to Ben. You asked me what kind of music I like.
I'm going to tell you.
I love to listen to Ray Price.
That's a very good selection.
Yeah, you know that? You know Ray Price? Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone.
Let me ask you this.
You know,
do your wife like that type of music?
She despises all country music.
Y'all need to get together and sit down and find y'all likes and dislikes.
She despises every kind of music that I like.
So you despise hers and she despises hers. And
you despise Buddy.
Y'all live in a house of just reckless.
I love you, and
you know what your daughter's trying to do? She's trying to make you and your wife communicate together.
You know, here's the thing. What are you talking about, Ben? What do you think, my kids are all of a sudden Dr. Joyce brothers?
My kids are getting
me to communicate with my wife.
Look, I think Ben's making a good point. The kids are trying to bring mom and dad together and so on. Exactly. All right, Ben, thank you. You despise Bonnie Raitt music and your wife.
Oh, I can't. I vomit if I have to hear that.
And your wife hates country music.
She hates country music. My wife was attacked in the parking lot of a country bar before we met.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's just the thing got out of the barn. And
what? When you say she was attacked, was she attacked by men?
Oh, no. It was a prize-winning steer. It was just before the state fair, and a steer got loose. And, you know, chased her around the parking lot. It embarrassed her.
And because a steer chased her around the parking lot of a country bar, she now despises country music.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Wow. All right, Shannon, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Shannon, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
I think Vernon is a despicable father. I cannot get over how despicable he is. I am so glad that
Shannon, I need for you to hold on, okay?
Uh-huh.
We'll get back to you. I'm sorry, dear. We're near a break. Hold on, all right?
All right.
Hang on. And Vernon, you too.
Whatever.
We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I had that. I took my daughters over there to the pharmacy, and they wanted to get their mother a one of these soft toilet seats and hemorrhoid cream and a blank videotape.
Okay, that's what they picked out.
That's what they picked out. And what you're telling me and what your people who are calling in are telling me, I'm supposed to give my wife that for Mother's Day.
No, that's what the daughters want to give her. If they want to give her the FDS spray, what did they do? They just go down the aisle at a Save-On?
They went down. They said, let's get Mommy this. Let's get Mommy this. Let's get Mommy this. And I take a look at, like, the five items they put into the basket. FDS spray, a soft toilet seat, hemorrhoid cream, lip wax, and the blank videotape.
Well, I don't know. Let me go back to Shannon's been hanging on very patiently. Shannon, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Is this the lady who called me despicable? This is the woman who called me despicable a few minutes ago. Is that correct?
You are. You're despicable. You're a despicable father, and I can't believe that you
A despicable father.
Would
do that. I've raised my children. I sent them to private school, but I'm a despicable father.
Oh, yeah. Private school is going to make you a good father? Come on. Get over yourself.
Because I don't
you
want
are
my
ridiculous.
Wife. Oh, so you'd give your
I
mother lip wax,
wouldn't
you? You?
I am so glad my father is not like you. Girls are going to be messed up by having a father like you.
Is that right? So your father let you give your mother lip wax. Is that it?
No, my father gives the mother good presents because he makes money.
Well,
your
what
children
did you?
Are 10 years old.
What
How
did
are
you?
They supposed to make money?
What
How
did
are
you give your mother?
To?
What did you give your mother is the
what
bigger question.
What do I give my mother now? I'm 23 years old and I'm in law school. I have a little bit of money set aside. I can
school.
Give my mother good presents. I'm not 10 years old. When I was 10 years old, I got my mother stuff. Like lotion, stuff that I could afford, stuff for my allowance. My father would give us money, and we would get stuff. He would give us a little guidance.
Well, I will tell you something. If you were my dad, I would not let you give. You gave your mother Vaseline. Is that what you gave her?
Did I say Vaseline? Are you an imbecile? No, I said lotion.
You know, just because you're in law school doesn't mean you're a lawyer yet. When you open up your
I
drunk,
know,
when you open
I
up
realize
your,
yeah,
when
that.
You open up your drunk driving account or whatever you're going to do with your law degree, you come. Then you can start talking to people.
All right, there's no need to be insulting here, okay?
She's the one who called me despicable, and she's giving her mother jars of Vaseline.
Are you
man, that
deaf?
Is really...
Do you have any
She didn't say Vaseline. She said lotion.
It. Did I say Vaseline? No, I did not say Vaseline. I said lotion. I was 10 years old. My father gave the money to me and my little brothers, and we went out and we bought what we thought was acceptable. My mother loved us for anything that we had to offer, including our love. If we picked flowers for her, she enjoyed that because she's a genuine human being.
You must have been a loud
being.
Kid, too. You must have been a loud kid.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? My parents still love me. That's more than I could say for your children. They probably don't realize.
You know
that
something,
their father,
lady? You don't know anything about my daughters. They love me and they appreciate me. But I'll tell
they
you this much.
Pretty messed
I'll
up
be
from
a
coming
son
from
of
a
gun.
Person like you. But let's go
I
on.
I will
with
never
the,
let my
the
daughters
card?
Give their mother KY jelly because they pull it off a shelf and want me to gift wrap that for Mother's Day.
Do you need a hearing aid? I did not say KY jelly. And your children did
what
not
did say
KY jelly from the store. I don't understand where you're coming from.
Wait. How do you know what my children did? I was with them
because,
in the store, okay?
You're an eccentric exaggerator.
You
it's
know
unbelievable.
What? Dr. Scholl's corn removers is not what I call a Mother's Day
Why
gift.
Why do you keep changing what they bought? You've been
ma'am,
saying
I'm not changing what they bought. I'm
time.
Telling you, when we went down the aisle of this Rite Aid drugstore, these kids are pulling this off the shelf and asking, can we give this to Mommy for Mother's Day? Can we give this to Mommy for Mother's Day? I got KY jelly. I've
did
got quarts of Vaseline.
Did you explain to them what that was and that, how that wasn't acceptable? Or did you just say,
well, that's
you're
what
idiot.
We're talking about here,
and
Shannon.
And did you say, I'd rather have a son as a father. I'd
I
rather
missed
that
it.
You were
I,
a boy.
I would have loved to have had a boy. I'd never say that
well,
to my daughters.
Well, you have a problem.
I'd never
you
say
have
that.
A mental problem. And
I
your
have a mental problem.
To be taken
I'm
away
stepping
from.
Over. You know something, Shannon? You're going to make a good attorney. Overreacting, depriving people of their rights. You're going to be a good lawyer in this country.
Oh, yeah,
take
I'm
my
sure.
children
Let's
away
on
from
about
me
lawyer.
Now. Okay?
You're
I'm the one.
People like
I'm
you
the one who I got a squirting shark for Father's Day, and I'm the one who has to have the kids. I ought to be taken away from my kids instead of them being taken away from me. I told
what,
them
what
no.
What do you have anything to do? It's the mother who should decide what is And
it
doesn't even matter.
The study, anyway.
Fact that she gave birth to these children should be good enough for
don't
her.
Don't you think
you
that
don't
you
have
should
to give it in a materialistic
if
manner?
Kind of, if you're any kind of a lawyer, wouldn't you look into something like this?
What? Look into what? Buying KY jelly for? This has nothing to do with anything in the real world. Get on with it. Get over yourself.
So what did you buy your mother? You said you bought your mother some kind of a lubricant for Mother's Day. Did she say that?
She said she bought her mother lotion.
Well.
Bath and Body Work lotion. What is wrong with that?
And
my
you
mom
don't technically,
loves this stuff.
All right, you're an attorney. You don't technically call that a lubricant.
I'm not an attorney, and that has nothing to do with the situation.
You never heard the term motion lotion.
Okay, let's go on to this homemade card.
The homemade card with the sprinkles on it?
Oh, yeah, what is wrong with that? That's what children do. Creativity. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Or don't private schools offer creativity in their curriculum?
Creativity, I appreciate, but not some kid scrawling with a crayon.
They're 10 years old. You want them to write a Declaration of Independence?
I would like a little effort put into it. I expect something out of it. Unlike your father, I expect more out of my daughters, okay? And I would expect to have, yeah, you're an attorney. My kids are going to do better than you, right? They're not going to be in the phone book in the yellow pages. Now I'm going to.
Okay, this is getting out of hand.
Well, if she's bringing
me. How do you know what kind of law I'm going to practice?
Well, one thing's for sure, Shannon, you'll be in the yellow pages. Now,
I won't. I'm not actually going to practice law. So get off your high horse.
Well, that's just like every other lawyer. Now.
Okay, what are you, getting off these little stickeroo lines or something? Let's get back to what the lady was talking about, and that was the card.
Okay, let's talk about the card. Scrawled crayon, red construction paper.
How old are they, Vernon?
They're 10 and 11, Shannon.
How old do you think that they have to be to buy a whole... What is wrong with
you
a homemade card? That is true love for your mother. Buying a
card
from Hallmark is
and
a
good
card.
And it's got the mommy, and they spell it... Guess how they spell mommy? M-O-M-Y.
Okay.
That's
well,
not mommy, that's
the
mommy.
High price of the... Whatever, private education that you give them. They don't know how to spell mommy, then that must be...
Oh, they've got the Y backwards.
After work. Do you even have a job?
They put... Do I have a job?
Yeah.
I drive a 19... what year is this now?
2001.
I drive a 2001 Lincoln Town car.
Uh-huh.
With the North Star engine.
I didn't ask about your car. I asked
I've got
what you
35
do for
acres.
A living.
35 acres. Got our own home heifer steer. And
okay, look, Shannon, thank you for your call, and we're going to move on, but you made some good points.
I think you're a real pain in the ass, Shannon.
That's great.
By the way, when you open your law office in the strip mall next to a chiropractor's office, give me a call.
Okay, that's really great. Here is Joan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Joan, you got your radio turned up. Nothing makes
okay,
Phil...
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to turn it down.
Go ahead, dear.
Vernon?
This is
Hello?
Vernon, yeah, this is Vernon Dozier. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Vernon, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, here we go again.
No,
another woman
no,
that doesn't
no,
mind
okay.
getting just a gallon of Vaseline.
No. Now, listen to me, you sweet thing. Let me tell you something.
Get out of here. Too many Texas accents for one night. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You are listening to National Socialist Radio. I'm Heinrich Fausler, and this is Morning Edition.
Morning Edition made possible in part by a grant from Iron Cross Suppositories. And don't I sound like I need one? All announcers at National Socialist Radio sound like they could use a good National Socialist enema.
Put a hose up your rear end and clean yourself out with Iron Cross Suppositories. This is Morning Edition. Coming up today on National Socialist Radio at 9 a.m., the Horst Vessel. Horst will have some pretty groovy things going on, some eclectic numbers for you. That will be followed at noon by Lunchtime and, of course, our Lunchtime Jazz Show with Martin Bormann. And Martin, you've got some swinging things, don't you?
Yeah, we've got some stuff. When I was in Prague with the Führer, we confiscated some American records. It's entitled Kunst, degenerate art, but it's things.
Okay, that's going to be happening at...
That will be probably about 4.
Now, I know that you're gigging over at the Exploding Fräulein, which, of course, is a college sort of hangout.
Yeah, Sophie Scholl's over there, the White Rose Movement. They were busted. And Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Yeah. But that'll be cool.
Okay, so we'll be checking that out with you. And thank you so much for joining us here today on Morning Edition.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
All right. At 3, we'll have a lively discussion with author Julia Streicher on the Jewish question. At 4, the Blues Hour with Little Jimmy Himmler und the Reich Blues All-Stars.
Hi, everyone. This is Little Jimmy Himmler und the Blues All-Stars. We'll be over there at the Exploding Fräulein. Line up at 5. Get in. Have a drink. Boogie. If you do not, you'll be shot!
Boom, boom.
All of that shtick, you know, I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody, this is Little Jimmy Himmler. Just kind of blowing your mind. I know you thought that I wanted to put you in a gas chamber and all that. I love all of you. But the Jewish ones, you have to leave early, though. Put a big red light on when they know that the big thing is coming around with the hose and they tell you to go take a shower. But in any event, it's going to be coming up there, the Exploding Fräulein. That's going to be the Reich Blues All-Stars. It's the Reich Blues All-Stars. And some smoking guitar from Shuggy Heydrich. And that's going to be about 4 o'clock. Is that right, Shuggy?
Yeah, everything is cool. I'm Shuggy Heydrich. Come to Exploding Fräulein this Friday night. First drink is free. Cover charge $2 to get in for Reichmark for you to sit through the 2 sets. And also later on midnight, a great comic, great Reich comic. It's going to be Ben Melzer. Ben is always a big hoot. He's a laugh. Did a couple of the camps in the Far West.
Well, that's going to be crazy, huh? Always something nuts over there with Shuggy Heydrich and Jimmy Himmler and the Reich Blues All-Stars.
This is National Socialist Radio.
And, of course, at 5 p.m., Tammy Goebbels with a wrap-up of the day's news. That's at 5 p.m. And then at 5:01, All Things Considered, hosted by Bob Mendelsohn. Today, a special report. The special report, what's up with those three-wheeled motorcycles with the guy with the machine gun where they're chasing the Americans? What's all that? They always get killed. What is that? Bob, you were looking at that?
Yeah, I was on the Eastern Front, actually, with the Russians, and I was looking at a documentary, actually some newsreel footage of our glorious troops invading Russia. And I noticed the first thing, like you did, Horst, that the three-wheeled motorcycle thing.
Yeah, that's goofy, because there's one guy sitting with a machine gun. And
they always pick him off, because the two guys are basically out in the open. So if they're chasing a truck and the American with the submachine gun, you know, who's escaped from the POW camp.
And he cuts him down.
That's right. That's right. So we looked into that whole thing, and basically what it turned out is, you're not supposed to be shooting a gun from it. It's a motorcycle. They got it from the Berlin police. You know, it's just for chasing speeders. And these dumbasses, excuse my language, the Führer, of course, I'm not talking about.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. And no, but it just pisses me off, you know.
Well, that's crazy. But I know that we look forward to seeing that documentary that you've produced.
Yeah, sure. And now here's a rockin' tune from a band called The Führer's Fist.
Okay, that's a great piece from your upcoming movie, I'm sure.
No, I just pulled it out of my ass. I don't know where I got that.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Also, at 6 p.m. this evening, I want you to know a hilarious radio comedy featuring... it's actually entitled, I Know You Know Where the American Pilot is Hiding. I'll give you a piece of chocolate if you'll tell me. That's tonight at 6, and here is an excerpt from that film.
I don't know. I know you know where the American pilot is. He has a piece of chocolate. He has plane landed. We saw the parachute. You cannot lie to me.
I don't know.
Gestapo.
That's National Socialist Radio for today, May 10th. National Socialist Radio is a presentation of Santa Monica City College. And don't forget Nick Harcourt with Morning Becomes Eclectic and some other far-out things.
National Socialist Radio is a presentation of Santa Monica City College. It's 5 minutes away from the big hand is on the little hand, and there's news coming up, too.
National Socialist Radio is a presentation of Santa Monica City College in association with the Agriculture Department at USC.
Wow, did we get some interference or something, man? Because I couldn't hear the whole show. That sucks. I wanted to know all about that three-wheeled motorcycle thing, too. Heinrich Fausler, one of the greats. Anyway, it's Phil Hendry's show here, 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, Timothy McVeigh, did you hear the latest? That the FBI says now that they were withholding evidence. And that means that the guy may get a new trial. It may mean that the guy may get a stay of execution. I think it's all good news. Whatever keeps that guy alive is good for me, man. No, I'm serious. And what I mean by that is simply this. Of course I think the guy's a piece of crap. But there's only one way of dealing with this guy, and it isn't killing him, and it isn't necessarily keeping him in prison for 20 years. It's humiliating him over the length of his life. In other words, you're going to do more damage to a guy like Timothy McVeigh if you dress him in, like, bowling shirts once a week, if you take pictures of him wearing women's clothing, if you take pictures of him in an Indian headdress, if you've got him, I don't know, in a Cub Scout uniform or something, singing goofy songs. Make the guy look stupid. Make the guy look less than what he wants to look like, which is the great Aryan warrior. Are they going to do that? No. But it's this program's opinion that he should not be put to death. He should be propped up, have a lot of pictures taken of him wearing like a muumuu or something, some kind of a floral print dress, something out of my wife's closet. The longer he stays alive, the more ass-pounding he gets in jail. I'm just kidding. You know what I'm talking about. Keep Tim McVeigh alive. May I call him Tim? I know a lot of people are calling him Tim these days. Timothy McVeigh, suddenly Tim, you know. Well, I think Tim McVeigh. This guy somehow has wormed his way into the hearts and minds of Americans, okay? Plus, there's a guy who has written an opera or some kind of a prequiem or a requiem or just a lousy song is really what it is that he wants to play while the guy is winging his way to heaven. Are you checking this out? Least likely hero you ever saw in your life. Tall, skinny, ugly, stupid. Perfect for the American heartland. And I mean stupid, too. The way that guy got caught. No, this is the only way you deal with somebody like that is by literally just cutting the ground out from underneath them. You don't make him a hero by killing him. And you don't necessarily let the guy give interviews in prison for the rest of his life so that he, you know, is sort of, they're always checking back in with Tim McVeigh and how is he doing. You make him look dumb. You make him look dumb. But that's cruel and unusual punishment. I don't see anything cruel about photographing a guy in ugly suits, ugly blue suits, with maybe his fly open. What's cruel about that? Unusual, yes. But why should unusual be unconstitutional? Why are we against unusual punishment in this country? We'll be talking about that on National Socialist Radio coming up. Okay, Phil Hendry here, 1-800. I think that National Socialist Radio bit went on too long, don't you?